Today FM Breakfast with Em, Grant and Ed.
The next 10 hour Ask Me Anything series, and today we are going to be speaking to Sarah Black, who is a paramedic for Ambulance Australia, who is based out of the Summer Hill Ambulance Station. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thanks for coming. Well, just thank you in general. Yeah. Before I start anything, thank you for looking after the lives of all humans.
No problem.
Did you always want to be a paramedic?
To be honest, no. Originally, I wanted to do genetics, actually. So I did a Bachelor of Science with that aim to do genetics. And then as I was getting to the end of that, trying to decide what to do with that, I moved into a Bachelor of Paramedic Practice instead and went with that path.
Wow.
Is it a job you love?
Absolutely. Yeah. Every day is different. I think that's half the appeal of the job, that you don't know what you're going to get each day. And the roster's not bad either. You get in Sydney, it's 2 day shifts, 2 night shifts, and then 5 days off.
But you need that, Sarah.
Yeah, I would say you've earned that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah, you need that recovery time.
How hard is it to, you know, you are the first person there when the worst possible things have happened to people, and you know, we thank goodness that you are there. How do you disconnect from that when you go home? How do you sort of sleep and not think about it?
Yeah, I think the most important thing is to use the resources we've got available to us. Your team, firstly, particularly those who were at the scene with you, are a great resource for a debrief. Discussing with them what happened, what you did well, what you'll do different the next time, particularly for those big jobs, is a huge, huge help. The service also has a lot of support services available. We've got an employee assistance program. We've got a chief psychologist, we've got chaplains. So if you need any of those, you just access them. And then I think it's the importance of having a life outside of work, having your hobbies, having your family and friends. And I'm quite fortunate my family and friends are very supportive and quite good at recognising if I do need a chat. And yeah, that's probably the best way.
Sarah, have you ever been called to a case where you knew the person?
No, fortunately not.
Okay, because I imagine,
What is the most hectic sort of situation that you've attended?
I'd say the, we had a girl who had been drinking and had been climbing along her balcony and fell approximately 15 metres. She was unconscious. She had, what we found out in the end from the hospital, she had a fractured collarbone, a couple of fractured ribs, which had punctured both her lungs, a fractured pelvis, and hemorrhages in two different parts of her brain cavity.
Oh, my goodness. So do you remember your first big case, the first one you went out to that you were really challenged?
I did do a, because I did a university degree, we do three different placements throughout that time, which means that we were the third person on a crew. We didn't have to be entirely responsible for the job. The attending paramedics who I were with were very supportive. I was quite fortunate that I didn't go to a lot of big things during my university placements.
Yeah, right.
But then I did my first training year up in Kempsey, which is on the mid-north coast, which has challenges in itself because of the response times that occur at in regional locations. We had a man go into cardiac arrest who was a 25-minute response time from where we were. And in that time, his wife was trying to do CPR, or she was doing CPR, but 25 minutes is a long time to do compressions on your own. So by the time we got there, it was ineffective CPR. We still worked on her, we still tried to resuscitate him, but unfortunately that was unsuccessful.
So was that the first time you'd come across a dead body as a paramedic?
No, I did come across dead bodies on my placement.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a shock at first.
Yeah, what is that like?
Yeah, you've got to remind yourself that this is a dead body. It's obviously different depending on whether the cause was a natural cause or a traumatic cause. You also have to remind yourself that to you this is another patient, essentially. But to the other people in that room, this is their father or their mother or their sister. And you need to focus on them and focus on their welfare in the first place.
Mm. We're talking to Sarah Black, who is a paramedic for Ambulance Australia, based at the Summer Hill Ambulance Station. Sarah, do people contact you or try and get in contact? Let's say you have saved their life or done something to, you know, make sure that they are okay. Do people ever try and get in touch to thank you?
I haven't personally had that happen.
Would you like that?
Directly. Of course. Oh, it happens all the time. The sector officers around the state are constantly receiving thank you letters, as well as the headquarters in Rozelle.
And does constantly that mean something receiving. To you guys? Is that something that
definitely.
You'd like? Yeah,
great. Yep.
The situation for paramedics on the job these days, is it getting more dangerous? We hear a lot of stories about just ambulance officers and paramedics getting attacked on the job. Have you ever experienced anything like that?
Yep, a lot of patients can be aggressive. Different causes, of course. Some are aggressive due to an organic cause like a head injury or an infection. Others are drug-affected aggression. But we do have a lot of available resources to us. The police force is amazing at supporting us. We have the ability to stand off from a scene until the police are in attendance for our safety. Mm. We've also got both chemical sedation medications that we can give people, as well as mechanical restraints that we can restrain them to the ambulance stretcher to avoid any injury.
Have you ever feared for your life on the job though?
No, because we use the police.
Yeah, right. Well, that's good to hear.
Yeah.
I just want to ask, do you ever turn the siren on because you want to get through a traffic light or get some coffee? Because my kids think you do it. And I go, of course not, guys. But
that's the fire department that does that.
Yeah. We don't want to be stuck in this traffic. I'm whacking the siren on. Not you. Does that happen ever, though?
I'm sure there are some out there that do it.
Yes,
I got no problem with that.
Me either.
I really don't. How long do you think you'll do this job, Sarah? Because you've been doing it for about, I think, is it 3 years?
Three and a half years.
You're 27, so you're well into your working life. How long do you think you'll be a paramedic for?
I'd like to do it for a while. It obviously depends on what happens over the next few years. Obviously, the job can be quite straining, both injury-wise as well as trauma. Mm. So if any jobs came up where I got injured, where I couldn't do the job anymore, or if it was too traumatic that I couldn't come back to the job.
Does it make you sad? Have you been sad?
Yeah, definitely. Mm. Yeah, I think everyone has their moments where they might question whether they can deal with what a day in a paramedic involves.
Yeah.
I couldn't.
No. I don't know how you do it either. When I was a cadet journalist, I came across a car accident where the driver had been decapitated, and that was my first dead body that I'd ever seen, and I still remember it clear as day. But they're the sad stories. But what's it like to bring a person back to life? Surely there is no greater feeling in the world.
No, not at all. It's amazing. Yeah, it is. It's an amazing feeling to know that you've made a difference to someone's life or to their family's life, to give them, even if it's just a few more days, if they are that unwell.
Mm. And delivering babies? You deliver babies?
I have not, actually.
Oh, I feel like you want to, though.
Yeah. It's on everyone's list.
A bucket list, a paramedic bucket
right.
list.
I love that.
Hey, Sarah Black, a paramedic for Ambulance Australia, working out of the Summer Hill Ambulance Station. Thanks so much for speaking to us today. And once again, on behalf of all of us, thank you so much for being there when the worst has taken place.
Thank you, Sarah.
No worries. Thanks for having
me. You guys are the best.
Thanks.
Thank you, Sarah.
See ya.
Get up with Today FM Breakfast with M. Grant.